Okay, Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Yom Daf Pehe, and a very special shout out to my my dear parents who are celebrating their 40th anniversary today. It's a shana shehav many more in health and in simcha. Okay, so we're here at the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we're here a little bit past the two dots. It's a weird two dots. It's not a great two dots. If a couple words past the two dots at the bottom, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So we've been talking about Pikuach Nefesh, and a little bit more about that as well today. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo holchu b'pikuach nefesh achar rov. When you're faced with a pikuach nefesh situation, you don't go based on the majority, but you go, right, even if there's any suffix of pikuach nefesh whatsoever, so you go based on based on that. The Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what are we talking about? What's the case?" Right? So if you tell me that you have, let's say you have 10 people and you have 9 Jews and 1 Kuti, so that can't be the case because Ruvi Yisrael and Hindu, that's mostly Jews. Right? Palgo palgo, if it's 5 and 5, half and half, so then Safik Nefashos L'Hakel, right? We know the concept, right? Anytime you have a Safik by Dina Nefashos, right? We go, anytime you have a Safik because of Nefesh, we're going to be Mako. Ella, rather, it must be the Ika Tisha Kuti and Yisrael Echad. It must be the case where you have 10 people. Right, again, it's a suffix pikuach nefesh. It's 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew, but still, we don't go after the rov, says Shmuel. We still can't be mechal shavus. You can do whatever you got to do for pikuach nefesh, even though it's only 1 Jew and 9 kutim. So the Gemara says hanami sheidavet, but that's also obvious because the havale kavua, because that's a case of kavua. We call kavua kamechza amechza dami. The case is right, when you're determining rove, the halacha is rather when you're determining rove. If you have something that's kavua, if you have something that's fixed, so then it's not half. It's not 10 cases and it's 9 versus 1. You view each case, each individual fixed location, as a case of 1 versus 1, meaning a case of 50-50. If you have 10 people, they live in, right, you have 10 people here, they live in 10 different houses, and they all live in their house, right, you don't know which one is the Jews. So anytime you have kavua, something that's permanent, we view it as mechza mechza. It's a 50-50 chance. I mean, we don't combine all the 10 houses to say that it's 9 and 1. Right? We say that, oh, it could be 50%. It's a Jew, 50%. It's a goy. So in that case, also, right, that's what we just said, right? You have palgo palgo, half and half, right? You're gonna be makeup. Skimmer says, let's recall the parish lechatzar acheres. The case is we're parish. They separated, right? That's already. Also, when you're determining rove and all this type of stuff, if something has separated itself from kavua, from wherever it's been permanently set up, so then, as the Gemara says right now, right, Ma'av Detema, you might have thought called the Parish Meruba Parish, right? There's a concept that we say that anything, if something separates itself from the group, so we assume it came from the majority, so therefore you might have thought that, again, one of these 10 people left, and then he got killed, and it's a Safek, or he's in a Pikuach Nefesh situation. You don't know whether he can be Mechal Shabbos to save him or not. So then, right, again, you might have thought that called the Parish Meruba Parish, we assume that it must come from the majority, so that, therefore, the Kashmalan, Kamash Malan, therefore, Shmuel is coming to teach us, the Lo Halchu B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Harov. We don't go when you have a case of Pikuach Nefesh, after the majority, rather, you can be Mechal Shabbos, etc., to save this person. Of course, it's Aini, is this really true? V'Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochan said the following: Tisha Kuti and Yisrael Echad. Again, we had that this case of 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew. The Osa Chotzer, if it's in that courtyard where there is, let's say, a mapolis or something fell down, or is it a Pikuach Nefesh situation? So Mefakin, we can clear out the rubble and try and save this person. But Bechatzer Echera has been in another Chatzer, i.e., when they're parish, when they separated from where they live, as then Mefakin, then you can't do that because we assume. We assume that called the parish Meruba parish, that we're assuming it comes from the majority, that it's he must be not Jewish. So the Gemara says, Lokasha had the parish kulu, had the parish mikza sayu. The case is different, right? Because by the case of Shmuel, if all of them left to a different area, their koveya place, right? They went into another chatzer, right? So since we know that there must be a Jew in there, right, so then we can clear out the rubble. In the case of Rabbi Yochanan, right, only some of the people left their kavua place, and they went into the other area. And we don't know if there was a Jew there. So then, we're going to follow the majority. Okay, fine. Where did I, One second. Umiyamar Shmuel Hachi. Does Shmuel really say this, that we go by Pikuch Nefesh? We don't go by Pikuch Nefesh after the majority. It's not within the Mishnah. Matzah ba Tinok Mushlach. If you find, again, in a city that has both Jews and Goyim, you find a kid, right, some baby or Chamal Tzlan, kind of just chucked in the garbage. Well, you know, to give it a terrible example, you find a random kid right in the middle of you. Imro, you don't know what his status is, if he's a Jew or not. So Imro Kutiyim, if the majority of the city is non-Jewish, so then Kuti, then he's not Jewish. Imro Yisrael, if the majority is Jewish, then Yisrael. Mechza Mechza, if it's half and half, Yisrael. And we say it's a Jew, okay? If it's half and half, Vamarav, and Rav says Lushano Elachioso, and all this is in terms of whether Beis Din has to support him, has to make sure that he has food and drink and whatever. Aval liyachsob, and tell me that he's a yichus, that he's mamish a Jew. And now, what do you mean mamish a Jew? Either he's Jewish or not. So Rashi says that you have to have a certain yichus for certain halachos. For example, if she's a female, it's talking about a girl, and a kohen wants to marry her, right now kohen's not allowed to marry a ger. So that's not going to work. Meaning that already to liachso, to make sure, you know, to say definitively that she's a Jew, that we're not going to do for yuchsin, right? For the, in terms of the lineage, for their heritage. So then, lo, that's not going to necessarily tell me that they're 100% a Jew. Shmuel, right? But Shmuel said lefakach lavasagal, that if you have a majority, if you look at Rashi, right, in the Rov Yisrael, right, that you clear away Rachman al Tzlan, a fallen building, and only because, right, it's assumingly, apparently, only in the case where it's majority Jewish. Second verse says no. So that's not what, when the Shmuel said to clear away the rubble, that wasn't going on in the last case where the majority is Jewish. Shmuel was saying about the first case, right? In Rov Kuti and Kuti, right? Even in the case where the majority of the city are non-Jews, then we assume these guys are Kuti. Shmuel said, no, yes, that may be true for other halachos, but for the halacha Pikuach Nefesh, we do not assume that he's not Jewish, and we go and try and save him. In Rov Kuti and Kuti, the Mahalach. Okay, so fine. So if you tell me that in other halachos, right, we may treat him as a guy. So, what halachos are we talking about? Right, I understand that Shmuel says by Bikuch Nefesh we're going to try and save him on Shabbos, but for what other matters do we treat this guy like a guy? So, Rav Papa la'achilo nevelos, to give him treif food. Now, what does that mean? So, if for whatever reason you need to feed the guy, right? So we're going to give him treif food. Right, if Beis Din needs to take care of the guy or whatever, you're allowed to give, or the kid. Rather, we're talking about a child, right? Tinok, right? So you're allowed to give him treif meat, right? We can assume that he's a guy. Rov Yisrael, Yisrael, the Ma'al Chazon. Okay, so if the entire city, we said before, you find a child in the middle of the city, the majority of the city is Jewish, what's that halacha? La'achzir lo avidasam, right? To give him back lost property. Right? Obviously, you have to give a Shavas Aveda, that for sure applies to Jews, but does not apply to goyim. So if it's right, if we assume he's a Jew, then you have to be machzir avidaso. You have to give back his lost object. Mechza, mechza, Yisrael, 50-50. Right, then we assume the kid is a Jew. So then the ma'al chaso, what's that for? So Amar Reish Lakish, then nizokin, right, for damages that you have to pay him. Right, damages. Right, again, just to be clear, right, we're not going to do this for a while in Daf Yomi. But if a Jew's cow or ox gores a non-Jew's cow or ox, so then the Jew is potter. And if a goy's cow, keep on doing that. If a goy's ox gores a Jew's ox, then the goy is chayiv nezek shalom, complete damages. Even though if a Jew's ox gores another Jew's ox, if it's a short time, right, parches the first time, so then he pays chatzi nezek, then he pays half of it. That's important for what we're about to say in a second. Okay, just to give you that background. So that's the halacha that we assume he's a Jew. But if it's 50-50, we assume he's a Jew. And that's for the halacha of Nezik. And the Gemara says, well, hey, chidami, what's the case? If you tell me that Torah didan means our ox, meaning a Jewish ox, an ox that belongs to a Jew, yeah? So a Jewish ox gores a non-Jewish ox, so Nesi Raya Nishko, right? So you owe the guy's money, you owe the guy money, meaning that, well, the guy is, we assume that he's Jewish, but he has to, the problem is, you can't assume he's Jewish and just give him money, because we have a concept by Momonos that called Hamotzi Mechaveo Lavaraya, that if a person is owed money, so the guy who's owed has the burden of proof, he needs to bring a proof, so this guy can't prove that he's Jewish, so he's got nothing. So, lo tzricha denakhei Torah didei, the Torah didon. So it must be in a scenario where a Jewish ox gores, no, sorry, Torah today, meaning his ox, meaning the kid's ox, the kid's, obviously he's older and he owns oxen, right, now, later in his life, not when he's 5 years old. Right, so when this Suffolk person's ox gores a Jewish ox, so pagayoivle, so what does he have to do? Really, again, as we said, a kuti has to pay a Jew full damages, and a Jew has to pay a Jew half damages, right? Chazin ezek. So what does he do? So, and we don't know if the guy who owns the ox is Jew or what's it called? Or a guy. So we're saying that in a case where the city is 50-50, we treat him like a Jew. So what do you mean? Palgo yoivle, so he gives him half, which he for sure owes regardless. He gives him chatzin ezek. Indich palga, and then for the other half, so name alay, and I see rayev with the lav Yisrael on a ushkol. So bring, again, you have to, the guy whose ox got gored, right, has to bring a proof that this guy who's a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk non-Jew, he has to bring a proof that he's not Jewish. And since he can't prove it, so then, right, he only has to pay 50%, have a chatzin nezek. Okay. Misha nafal of Mapolis, we said, if someone, Rahman al-Slan, a building fell, right, unfortunately, no gila maisa for a couple, let's say, was it 10 days already? And you don't know if a person is alive or dead, etc. So you take away, you obviously can clear the ruin or the stuff of the building that fell. My kamar. So what's the Mishnah saying? What's the pshat? I mean, all this again. We Rashi says all these cases of svekos, right, we know, right? If he's alive or dead, if he's a Jew or not. Right, okay, what's all this? What's going on over here? This kamar says lomi baya kamar, because the Mishnah is saying is a lomi baya. I mean, you don't even need to tell me. Lomi baya suffik who sham suffik and sham. You don't even need to tell me that it's a suffik whether he's there or not. Di isay chayhu the mafachim. Because even right, or suffik whether he's alive or not, because for sure in either of those cases we clear the rabba. Elafilu suffik chay suffik meis mafachim. Even if he's, we're not sure if he's alive, we clear the rabba. The lomi baya suffik chay suffik meis di yisrael. And you don't even need to tell me that if it's a Jew and we're not sure if he's alive, even if we're not sure whether he's a Jew. So then even in that case, still you can clear away all of the ruin. If you find him alive, then you keep on clearing it away. So obviously, got to get this guy out of here, got to save his life. So no, because we need to tell me that even if it's very clear that this guy sustained mortal wounds and he's going to pass away soon, but even to extend his life a couple of hours, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and clear the rubble. And if he's dead, so you got to leave him there. So also, Hanami Pshita. Well, that seems pretty obvious. Not going to be Mechal Shabbos if the guy's already gone. So, Lotzricha, Le Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. This is not Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Right, we need to tell me that by a fallen ruin, fallen building, you leave him there. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says, the Tanakhama says, if there's a fire, you don't save a dead body from that building. Or if a guy, again, if the guy's already dead, and there happens to be a fire in the building where you have a dead body, awaiting burial, so you don't go in and save the mace from the fire. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says, you do. And the only reason he says this is because a person obviously will be very distraught that let's say his relative is being burned alive, not alive, no, the corpse is going to be burned, he's not going to have a proper burial, but obviously he'd be very, very upset. If you don't allow him to move the dead body, which is Isser Muktzah, right, so then he's going to put out the fire, which is Nisr D'Oraisa. Okay, we've shown him talk about it. It may not be an Isser D'Oraisa because it could be Melach Shen Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay, but Tachlis is the guy may come to put out the fire, and that's more stringent there. That's more serious, and we don't want him to do that. But over here, right, we had to teach that by the case where you have a fallen building, and you have a body in there, even according to Yehuda ben Lakish, we leave him there. Over here, because we're not concerned. What is he going to do if you don't allow him to move the body? He's not going to do anything. There's no concern that the body will be consumed by the building. It's not, maybe an earthquake will be different, but obviously if the body's going nowhere, so we're not concerned that he's going to quote-unquote put out the fire or violate Shabbos in any other way, so therefore you leave it there. Tanu Rabbanan with Adon Abraisa. And Heichan Hu Bodik, how far does a person have to check? Again, when you're searching for signs of life, how far does a person have to check? So Tanakama says ad chotmo, until the nose. Right? So that's how far you check. Yeshomrim ad libo. Some people say until you check for a heart, to the heart, meaning you have, for a heartbeat. Bother gumat elyonim mesim lo yomar kvar mesu ad achtanim. And if you're in, again, Rachman al-Slan, if you check and you find the people on top of the ruin are dead, don't assume that the lower ones, the ones underneath, are dead. And sure enough, Maisa Shahaya, and sure enough, it happened that the ones on top had died, and the ones underneath were, I don't know, supported by some sort of, you know, Baruch Hashem, miraculous kind of situation where the ones underneath were still alive. Maybe this machlok is tanaim, whether you have to check the nose or check the heart for a person to judge whether he's alive or not, is based on the following machlokas. Maybe it's the same machlokas. The tanya is within the raisam heichan havlad notzar. Where was mirasho? From where is a fetus created? Sorry, that's the first opinion. Meichan havlad notzar. Where is the fetus start being created from? Mirasho. It starts from its head. And Amar Zbozik says mimae imi. Abishol says no. Mitiburo, he starts from his stomach, from his navel. And he kind of spreads out his roots, right, further and further. So maybe that's the same machlokas, right? Whether you have to check the heart or check the nose. So Gemara says no, that's not related at all. I feel the same Abishol. No, even Abishol could agree that you have to check only the nose, even though he says the person starts to be created from his navel, because that kind of look. Amar Abishol Hasam Elinian Yitzira. Right, Abishol over there was only talking about where a person is created from. Told midi the chol midi mitziase mitzar. That a person is only kind of like what's it called? That it's that is, again, it starts from mitzia, from the beginning, from the middle, right above mitzia, right, the middle above, right. So he's created from miyotzer, he's created from the middle. Avalini b'kuch nefesh, afil abashol modi, right. Even by b'kuch nefesh, even abashol would be modi, would admit, right, deker chiyusa be'apehu, that the ikker, right, the main source of life, right, the main way you can tell someone is alive is from the nose. Deftiv ashkol asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apa, right. And everything that was. That's actually a bit of a morbid suggestion. That pasuk is by Noach, right? That everything died, right? Everything that was alive died in the Mabul. Okay, but the point is, kol shenishmas ruach chayim ba'apa, of anything that's alive through its nose. Right, the Bashas is, again, the initial Havamina is very difficult. Right, Mechatesi, why in the world would you think to connect these two machloks and machora? They seem not related whatsoever. Okay, and Echonami, that's why they are Amurah and I am not. Fine. Amar Rav Papa says, machlokas b'mata l'mal. Rav Papa says, this machlokas is, if you start, for whatever reason, you start at the feet, and then you go up. Because, you know, if lechora, if you don't hear the heartbeat in the heart, right, so it still could be that he has some sort of breath into the nose. But if you're starting at the head and going down, right, once you're already past the nose and there is no breath, so then you don't need to check anything else. The pasuk says, but it quotes the same pasuk that we just said. And the chora, a lot of halach over here in terms of person is rachman al tzlan not doing so well and on either life support or you know, trying to figure out whether a person's still halachically alive, right? Obviously, a lot of medical literature revolving around this gemara. Okay, kvar hari Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mahalach maderech. Right, there were a lot of, again, a bunch of Talmidei Chachamim were traveling. The Levi HaSadar, and Levi the organizer. Interesting, Rashi, if you look at Rashi, says, Lo Parish Li Mahu. I have no idea what that means. Pasha says that it means he was Mesadar. Gemara often uses the language of their Mesadar, Brisos, and Mishnayos. So he was apparently able to organize Brisos and Mishnayos. Okay, Pasha says he was also Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, all those Rabbanim were Mahalcha Nechoreim. They were walking behind them, right? Or let's say Levi and Rabbi Shmuel were walking behind. Let's say Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So sure enough, as people do when they travel, right? Nishal Shaila, they were asking, talking Torah. They said Nishal Shaila Zubufneim, and they asked the following Shaila up to the Rebbeim at front, right? Minayim the Pikuch Nefesh Adochas Hashabbos. How do you know? How do you know that Pikuch Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? So Nana Rabbi Shmuel, Vema Rabbi Shmuel said, I'll give you a proof, because the pasuk says im b'machteres imatzia ganav. Right, that's the case that if someone is tunneling into your house, so the pasuk says you are allowed to kill him. Right, im b'machteres imatzia ganav. If you find in a tunnel a ganav, v'ukav ames, and the balabayas kills him, ein lo damim, he's not chayiv. If you tell me in a case where you don't know if this thief is going to come to steal your money or to kill you, and murder is so bad that it causes the land to be tame and causes the Shechina, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to leave Am Yisrael, but still, the homeowner is still allowed to kill him. So, for sure, the Pikuach Nefesh, Dokus the Shabbos, for sure, Pikuach Nefesh, right, is Dokha Shabbos, you're allowed to violate the Shabbos to save a life. So, not in Rabbi Akiva, but my Rabbi Akiva answered and said, we're going to have like six or seven possibilities. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Amar, he said, V'chiyazid ish arehu lahargo be'arma. Right, if a person plans to kill someone on purpose, so the pasuk says, Me'im mizbichi tikachanu lamus. Right, if it's a Kohen, you're allowed to take him from the Mizbech. Right, so we darshan, Me'im mizbichi v'lo me'al mizbichi. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, the last Rashi on the Amud, right, if this murderer is a Kohen, in Hitchel Bavoda, if he started doing Avoda Beis HaMikdash, in Mafsik Lovo Lidon, you don't stop, right, the Avoda to come to Beis Din to judge the case, El Mashal Mavoda, so if he finishes his Avoda, and what's it called, and continues, and then you take him to court to judge him for the case. Right, this is only to kill him, meaning to we wait for the avoda to be done. But to keep someone alive, meaning to give testimony that someone, right, in another case, in Allah, maybe someone else committed a murder, and this is the only guy, or didn't commit a murder, and the Kohen is the only one who saw what happened, so to testify, to keep someone alive, meaning to testify on behalf of the accused of the defendant, so then you're even allowed to take him from in the middle of an avoda, right? You rush him to Beis Din, right, to testify. And just like in this case, where we don't really know if the Kohen his testimony will win out, right? It's unclear. Maybe he has something valuable to say. Maybe he doesn't. But and yet still, we take him from, and we interrupt the avoda docha Shabbos, and we know that the avoda beis hamikdash is docha Shabbos. So clearly, if his testimony overrides the avoda, and the avoda overrides Shabbos, so right, if A is better than B, and B is better than C, so A is better than C. So kal v'chomer, the pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos for sure. Right, this whole pikuach nefesh is also docha Shabbos. Just to clarify, it'll become clear in a minute. Right, the question really seems, as the Gemara will bear out, the question is, how do you know that Safek Bikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos? Because you're going to issues of Safek, right? And that's, we're going to see that, that's really the question. Okay. Nana Rabbi Elazar, Rama Rabbi Elazar gave it a go and said, Uma Mila Shehi Achas Mimasayim Varbay Mishmona Yivarim. Right, just like Bismillah is one of the 240 limbs of a person, Sheva Adam, right? Docha is a Shabbos, and certainly we do a Bismillah on Shabbos. So certainly, if you have to save his entire body, that's also Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Omer, he says, "Es Shabbos Tishmaru." Right, you have to keep my Shabbosim. Right, that's not the whole pasuk. Right, Yachol Lakol. You might have thought that applies always. So Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ach." Pasuk says, "Ach Es Shabbos Tishmaru." But so there, Chilek, the Torah differentiated in cases where, obviously, if you have Pikuach Nefesh, then you can be Docha, then you can violate Shabbos. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, he says, the Pasuk says, Ki Kadosh Yilachem, right? Shabbos is holy to you. Hi Mesur Biyadchem, V'lo Tam Mesur Biyada, right? It's for you. It's given over to your hands. You're not given over into its hands. Meaning Shabbos is not going to be the thing that kills a person, right? That he has to, keep Shabbos or die, and you're not allowed, again. So therefore, you're allowed to violate the Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Vishamru ben Yisrael Shabbos. Right, pasuk says, right, famous pasuk, we all familiar. Amr Torah chilul alav Shabbos achas kadesh yishmor Shabbos usarbe. Where the Torah says that you should violate one Shabbos in order to keep many of them. Right, Vishamru ben Yisrael as a Shabbos. You should be able to be shomer Shabbos again. The idea of shomer Shabbos, right, make do whatever you can. If that involves violating this Shabbos, so right, make sure. Right, do that, and then be shomer many, many other Shabbosos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, and finally Rabbi Yehuda says, "Name of Shmuel, Ihavayosim." If I was there at this conversation, now that we actually just mentioned a couple of them, but we're not involved in this conversation. But fine. So Shmuel says, right, again, he lived much later. So if Shmuel says, if I was in that conversation, Hava Amina Didi Adifem Yidhu, I would have said something better than all of them. Because Pasuk says, "Mechayba him." Right, the pasuk says you should live with them through the mitzvos. And not that you should die through them. Right, there are only three cases where you have to die instead of fulfilling a mitzvah, and this is not one of them. Rava says, the kulus le pirchem bar mishmuel. Right, all of these proofs or logics have a refutation. You can upschlug, as they say, you can get rid of all of these proofs, except for Shmuel's, right? The Les Le'Percha, which has no question on it. Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel's? Rabbi Shmuel said, that was the Bamachteris, the Ganav in the house, in the tunnel. So he said, Dilma Kidrava, maybe the rule is like Rava. Dilma Rava, my time at the Machteris. Why are you allowed to kill someone who tunnels into your house? Because Chazaka, you know, the Ma'amin Atzmo, Al-Mamono, is a Chazaka that people do not just give over their money. Right? You have to assume that if you're going to try and take someone's wallet, they're going to put up a fight. So Bahai made the other the Kaila Ape. Right? So the thief knows he's in for a fight. He's trying to steal some money. He's going. We can assume he's ready to kill. Right? We assume that if the guy stands in his way, he's going to kill him. And if the Torah says, if someone's come to kill you, you should kill them first. So we know that you're allowed to definitely kill him in a case where it's definite, right? Because we assume that it's definite that the thief is going to kill you. But how do you know that in a case of suffix, you're allowed to, right, be Michal Shabbos? Rabbi Kiva, not me. We also can knock out Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva brought a proof from, what's it called? From, let's flip back. Yeah. Right, that was the case of the coin, right, from the testimony, right, that you take him from the Avodah. Dilma kedabai, because maybe the truth of the halacha is like Abai, Dama Rabai, Abai says, Masrin lezuga derabanan, leide mamish bedvarav, that whenever you take someone to go testify to court, so you give him two talmidei chachamim, they kind of grill him beforehand to know if they're wasting the time or not. So maybe the Kohen, again, we assumed, right, what did we say? We said, we don't know if the Kohen has anything worthwhile to say, but still we take him in the middle of Avodah. So no, we do know whether it's worthwhile, because according to Abaye, you test him out first, and the Talmid Chachamim, right, ask him questions, and then, right, you see whether it's legit or not. So Ashkechan Vadai, so we know if he definitely has something to add to the case, then okay, we take him in the middle of the Avodah. But Safik Minolan, how do you know if it's a Safik that you're allowed to violate the Halacha, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, that you would still take him? V'kulu Ashkechan Vadai Safik Minolan. And you can ask this question to everybody, that if we know all these cases, definitely you're allowed to do them, but what do you know about a suffix? With Shmuel, Vade less like Pircha, but Shmuel does not have a kasha on him whatsoever, because of a Chaybahem. You should live through them, right? If live through the mitzvos in any scenario, in any such case, right? Whether even if there's a suffix. So Ravina Vitina Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tava Chada Pilbata Charifa Mimale Tzana Dekari. So you see that one sharp, right, spicy pepper is better than a basket of melons. Right? That phrase is found a couple times. In Shas. Okay. Maybe just praising that Shmuel was, Shmuel's sharp answer at the end there was better than all the other nice answers, right? But Shmuel's was better. Okay. Mas Nisan. Now, we went almost 3 months in Maseches Yuma and did not talk about Tshuva. Mostly. So finally, we get to a Mishnah that talks about Tshuva and the Hagdara of Tshuva, and this will pretty much take us to the end of the Masechta, and obviously not today, but this topic of Tshuva, more or less, will take us towards the end. So it says the Mishnah, Chatas ve'asham vade mechaper. What do you need to do to get kapara? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, lists a bunch of different possibilities, a bunch of different things you may be doing, scenarios, isurim, right? And how do you achieve kapara for a person's sins? So the Gemara says, if you bring korban chatas, korban asham, for any scenario, for whatever scenario you need. So then, mechaprim. Then those are korbanos that atone, you're good to go. Misa v'yom kippur mechaprim im atshuva. If a person passes away, or Yom Kippur, right, that just goes through the process of Yom Kippur, right, so that is mechaper with tshuva. If a person did tshuva, it does not do it on its own. Tshuva mechaper is alveres kalos. Tshuva atones for kind of lighter sins, al aseh v'al los aseh, on mitzvahs aseh, if a person, let's say, I don't know, did not eat matzah, or an al los aseh, right, let's say he ate pig, right, so tshuva will be mechaper for those. V'al chamuros, and for the chamuros. No, sorry, that's part of the next one. V'al chamuros, hu tola ad sheyavo yom kippur, for a serious avera, So tshuva is tola, suspends kind of judgment and punishment and etc. until Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur v'yichaper. Then Yom Kippur is what is, helps and finishes off the kapara. Ha'omer echtev eshuv, echtev eshuv. If a person says, I will sin and then I'll do tshuva, or I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva, right? Sounds kind of ridiculous, but unfortunately, it sure enough happens all the time. Just to use an example in my line of work, so I hear all the time from 18-year-old, well, both boys and girls who come to learn for the year in Israel. They say that, yeah, you know, while in high school they'll do whatever they want, they'll come to Eretz Israel for their year, gap year in Israel, and then they'll get from. Well, that's kind of not how it works, right? If a person says he's going to sin, he's going to do tshuva, he's going to sin, and then he'll do tshuva. So in maspikin biyodeh lasos tshuva, Kosh Baruch Hu does not allow. That's not how it works. Echtev Yom Kippur mechaper, or similarly, if a person says, I will sin, and Yom Kippur will take care of me, so in Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippur mechaper, so that's not how it works. Yom Kippur does not help. Averu shibin adam l'makom Yom Kippur mechaper, if you do an aver bin adam l'makom, so then Yom Kippur takes care of it. Averu shibin adam l'chavero, but between you and your fellow man, so in Yom Kippur mechaper, and she says chavero, then you gotta go appease your friend. Right? And all these hagdaros of how to take care of that. Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan down. He said, "Mekol chatayichem lefnei Hashem titaru." Right, from all of your sins in front of Hashem, I will make you tahor. Averos shebin adam l'makom yom kippur mechaper. Averos shebin adam l'chavero enu kippur mechaper at shiratz es chavero. Right, darshan down tells the halacha we just said before. Right, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for sins between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but not between us and our fellow man, which is perhaps why they're so bad, because how many of us really do take the time to go appease our friends. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, famous song, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitarem, mi mitar eschem, avichem sheba shemayim. Ashreichem Yisrael, how great it is for you, Am Yisrael, who is the one who is mitar you? Kosh Baruch Hu Shnemar, as Buzik says, ironically enough, this is not in the song, shevizarakti alechem mayim tohorim mitaretem, and I will throw upon you tohor waters and purify you. And this part is back in the song, for whatever reason. V'yomer, the Buzik says as well, mikveh Yisrael, Hashem, Ma Mikvah, Matarius Tameim, Afkosh Baruch Hu, Matarius Yisrael. Hashem is compared to our mikvah, just like a mikvah is Matarius, so to anybody who's Tameh, so to Afkosh Baruch Hu is Matar. Am Yisrael, a lot of really nice Torah around Yom Kippur, about this at the end of this Mishnah, right? Really nice stuff in the Musar Svarim, in the modern Musar Svarim. Okay, either way, let's see a little bit more here. Ashem Vade in Ashem Talui Lo. So the Gemara says, okay, we started off by saying that Echatas and Avadai, Echatas and an Ashem are Mechaper. So the Gemara says, an Ashem Vadai, an Ashem that you definitely needed to bring, so then that is Mechaper, but Ashem Talui, but an Ashem that you kind of not sure if you had to bring, so then Lo, that does not. That's the implication of the Mishnah. Just to clarify, an Asham Vadai is a korban where you know you need to bring an Asham. That is Mechaber. An Asham Tolui is brought by somebody who is not sure if he did an Avera, which would theoretically be Chayav Karis. So if he found out, let's say he thought he was eating, what's Chayav Karis? I don't know, maybe eating on Yom Kippur, right? So let's say if he ate on Yom Kippur, if he knows he ate on one of 2 days, he's not sure which one was Yom Kippur. It's probably a bad example, right? Chaylev, or eating chaylev. Person eats some of the forbidden fats. So he has two pieces of fat in front of him. He thinks they're both kosher. He eats one of them. Then he finds out that one of them was actually chaylev, and one of them was permitted fats. So he's not sure if he needs to bring a korban. That's an asham tolo. He brings an asham. Right, that's dependent. Right, he's not sure. He's not sure what's going on. So that's type of korban. So the Gemara says that implies that does not give you kapara by itself. The Gemara says I have a kapara k'siva bay, but you have the pasuk of the word kapara by Nashon Tavli as well. The pasuk says Rashi quotes here v'chipara lava kohen. Right, a person who brings the kohen who brings an Nashon Tavli for this person is mechaper. Right, has the language of kapara. The Gemara says. Hanach mechaper kapara gemura v'asham tala inu mechaper kapara gemura. In a way, the chatas and the asham, you get complete kapara, and the asham talui, right? You only get partial kapara. Right? Again, in a way, as Rashi says, that if a person would find out afterwards that sure enough he did eat chelevs, then he would have to bring a korban chatas. Okay, inami, another way to answer. Hanach in acher mechaper kaparasam. In the case by the asham and the chatas, there's nothing else you can do. That's the only thing that you can do to get kapara. But an asham talui, but if you bring an asham talui, so then achar mechapa kaparasa. Something else can help you, right? It's not as related to the Mishnah. Chayve chataus v'asham v'adayin. Right? If you need to bring a korban chataus or a korban asham for sure, so then shavar alen yom kippurim. But you didn't bring it before yom kippur. Chayavim. You still need to bring that korban. But asham was tuluyin. But if you bring, let's say you bring it in chodesh av, you brought an asham talui. So then peturin. Then you don't need to bring. Meaning if you didn't bring it, meaning you, let's say you sinned in Chodesh Av, and then you didn't bring it until Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur atones for that potential Isser, and you no longer have to bring a Korban of an Ashan Talui right after Yom Kippur is already done. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol, Rabosei, we'll invite there in the Shas tomorrow as we got very exciting. Some long dapim in front of us as we finish the Masechta with the bang. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.